At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In this week's episode, it is the first annual Psychobabble Awards. We announce the winners of Most Likely to Get Dragged, Favorite Special Guest, Best Hashtag, and Favorite Episode, and many more categories, plus some special guest call-ins to accept their awards. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first annual
Psycho Babies Awards.
Babies Choice Awards. You've already had the Kids Choice Awards.
The Teen Choice Awards.
All of them not rigged.
And now it's time for the Babies Awards.
The Psycho Babies Choice Awards.
What are we calling these awards?
Well, we use the hashtag Psychobabble Awards.
Don't you think?
But you and I had a stroke of genius.
I was like, I didn't have a stroke, but I might. I'm getting old.
Oh, you what?
What? Why are you?
Yes. Daddy's going to have his big stroke of genius.
You're the worst. Do you think the winners of the Psychobabble Awards, or the babies, they should get a golden Roomba with a baby with a knife on it?
Oh, I was going to say they were going to get a little pacifier.
No, I like the
Although,
golden.
Although, what do you call them?
A golden Roomba with a baby with a knife.
Sure, whatever.
A suck-em.
Yeah, what do you call a pacifier?
We call them pabbies.
I hate you.
I will say I hate when people call them passies.
Oh, the winner's hers passies.
Yeah. Well, Corey, we don't have any time for chit-chat.
This was the opening number.
Oh, my God. What a monologue.
I'm doing jazz hands. We are wearing
Show me your jazz hands again. Very unimpressive.
Wow.
I recently added to jazz hands, and I really delivered. And it's been probably a good 15 years since I did jazz hands.
But when's
or jazz
the last
squares.
Time you, I was going to say,
or,
but a jazz square.
But when was the last time you had a brownie square?
Oh, I want that corner brownie with that, like, good,
Have you
good.
Seen that pan that makes every piece a corner
In
piece?
Fact, I saw it on TV
How does she
on
feel?
The Shark Tank.
How does she feel?
I don't think the Shark Tank's bought into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, did you buy into it?
No, but.
I buy into everything
no,
I've seen on TV. No, but.
It reminded me of the episode we did called No, But and Two Fingers.
I guess I hated that one.
Wow.
But let's move on to episodes we did love. Now, Corey.
Let's take a little walk down memory lane.
Oh, my God. What's your favorite lane?
Memory lane.
Mine's Lois Lane.
Ugh.
Perhaps Lane Bryant. A sensible outfit. Now,
is
Corey,
you
what are you
blouse?
Wearing? Shush. What are you wearing to the Psychobabble Awards?
Well, we both decided to wear our good sweat shorts.
We delivered our good.
I am wearing.
It's a black.
It's black?
No, it's a black. I was going to say a black tie event, but it's
Mine's
black.
The subtle
event.
Underbelly of a piece of charcoal.
You were so first episode.
Yeah. So 2000 and late.
Okay. Anyway.
Wait, Tyler, who's your date to the Psychobabble Awards? Oh, snap. No one.
Oh, my God. You don't have anyone either. My date is this deliciously refreshing.
Cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe. Iced.
Iced Joe. Well, Yum. Tyler, we're going to present the Psychobabble Awards.
Mm.
There's 8 categories.
Mm.
The babies have been voting and
They've
voting.
Been voting.
And
Their
voting.
Ballots are punched.
Some of them have probably even been voguing.
Now, Corey.
Speaking of voguing.
Let's get into the first
let's
category.
Let's get into the first category.
Now, the first category is a doozy.
Yeah. Voguing, Madonna. She's in the category. She's one of our nominees this evening.
Now, Corey, please introduce the category.
The category to kick off the show is most likely to be dragged.
Now, nobody is safe from a subtle dragging on Psychobabble.
On Psychobabble, they're all fair game.
Fair game.
You're just repeating what I'm saying in a dumb voice.
But there can only be 5 nominees for this year's category. Now, most likely to get dragged, it's an honor that's worthy. Okay?
Yeah.
We've got Iggy Azalea.
Northwest.
Madonna.
The Duggars.
And Queen Jackie.
Now, spoiler alert.
Yes?
I mean, the Duggars are never going to win because we're not giving out like 20 awards to that whole family.
Oh my God. Should we do a whole minute of naming the Duggars?
No.
How many Roombas
if
do we
you
got?
Do another minute of that.
You just said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. I will nominate you.
Speaking of doo-doo,
next
the Duggars.
Year for most likely to be dragged.
Okay, okay. Now, let's say who didn't win. You already said the Duggars didn't win.
No.
Another loser, Madonna.
In more than just one way.
Now, the Antichrist may win your hearts at home, but Antichrist Northwest
did not
win.
I was rooting for her. We were all rooting for her.
I thought it was going to be a clear win for Northwest,
yes,
but no,
I did
not
too.
The winner. So it comes down between Queen Jackie and Iggy Azalea.
And the winner is Iggy Azalea with 37% of the votes.
Wow.
Tyler, I think you should drag her
Iggy
as her acceptance speech.
Well, we called her.
And she
was unavailable for comment because she's very busy right now. She's on hold with Papa John's.
Yes.
She's also on hold with her record label.
Whoa.
And her tour is also on hold. Billboard is also on hold. She can't get a hold of anyone.
She's
been on hold with Twitter for a long, long time trying to find her password.
Oh, snap.
She's just got trouble. So we're going to call the next best thing. Available for comments, unlike Iggy, is my mother. We're
going to
inform her live on the air that she is
a loser.
A loser.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Is this Queen Jackie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, Queen Jackie.
Hi, Corey.
You're in the middle of the Psychobabble Awards. We just announced the winner of the first category.
You were nominated.
I know. I saw that. I was being dragged.
No, so you were nominated for the category most likely to get dragged. Corey, do you want to deliver the news?
Jackie, we have news for you.
With a vote.
You are not the winner. You are the loser. You lost your category.
I lost?
How does it feel to be such a loser?
Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
Wow, your mom dragged her.
Oh, that's okay. That's not a very good category to win at.
Oh, so you didn't want the vote. So you don't care about what the people think. The Psycho Babies voted and you were not the winner.
Well, that's because they like me. They don't want me to be dragged.
That's probably true.
I don't know. I was thinking if I won, what was I going to win?
A golden Roomba with a baby on it.
With a knife.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are very important awards.
Or like a bowl of pasta salad. I know that you love Hearst carbs.
Oh, wait. Do you hear that? It's the music playing.
Oh, you're getting played off.
We gave you a second
to give an acceptance speech. Are you not going to say anything?
Thank you so much for not dragging me.
You're welcome.
You're not going to promo your Twitter?
There should be another category. They should say, who do you want to be on? Or maybe that was a category.
Did you not vote?
I voted for me. Who did you want to be?
Oh, sorry, you're getting cut off. The music's playing.
Oh, whatever.
Dragged to the pit.
School. I love her.
Well, maybe she can come in and be a special guest in the next season of Psychobabble, and she'll get nominated for a future category, Favorite Special Guest.
Oh, my
gosh. Now, that was one of the most voted on categories.
You can still vote.
It was the tightest race. You can still vote. I don't know if you can vote.
We'll get to that category a little bit later.
That'll come a little bit later. But first, let's get on to the next category. What is it, Corey?
The next category is the biggest scandal that we discussed on Psychobabble this last year.
Now, Psychobabble loves to hit the hard-hitting topics.
We love a scandal, and we love a sandal.
Oh, my God.
Especially if it's peep toe or gladiator, you know?
I like a mandel. It's sandals for men.
Of course you do.
Now, what's your favorite scent of a candle?
I like a good vanilla bean.
Oh, she does.
Yes.
I'm more all about the aesthetic. So when it's got that crackle,
you're more about
crackle,
the look. Oh, the little pop.
I like the pop. You that know, with those sense. Those wickers.
Yes, a good Woodwick candle.
Woodwick,
sponsored by Woodwick Candle.
Now you guys can get your own Woodwick candle by voting for the Psychobabble Awards. No, so biggest scandal. Who do we got?
The nominees are Iggy versus Papa John's.
Zayn leaving One Direction.
Lorde is actually 45 years old.
When we revealed Santa Claus isn't real.
And when we unmasked Northwest as the Antichrist.
Now, I gotta say, these were some good nominees.
These were
there
all
are no
good
flops.
Episodes. If you haven't heard these, listen to them.
Go listen to them. I have to say, my personal favorite might have been Lorde being 45. When
I know.
We discovered Lorde was 45, wow.
I re-listened to that episode when I saw she got nominated in this category.
Well, when you saw she got nominated.
And I mean, I was laughing.
She was laughing.
At everything I said, because I'm hilarious, if you didn't know.
Very haha.
Yes. Tyler, do you want to reveal the winner? Here's the envelope.
The winner is...
Don't paper cut yourself. Oh my God, such good envelope noises.
Thank you. Can I get a fucking drum roll?
Oh.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, listen, we don't.
The winner is Zayn leaving One Direction.
Oh my God. That is so insane in the membrane.
Now, I think Zayn is probably going to have a good chance of having a repeat next year because he is full of scandals nowadays. Since leaving One Direction, all he's doing is starting fights, favoriting shady tweets, retweeting shady music facts, getting in fights with Calvin Harris. He's ruthless.
I
he
would
has
like
no
to
control.
See Zayn surrounded by less scandal and more sandals.
I want to see him in mandals.
Of course, with a
few Woodwick candles.
No.
It would be a
I'm
little
gonna
bit.
I'm going to hit you with a pandal.
Oh my God, that would be dandal. Like dandy, but dandal.
I got it. Well, I wish Zayn were here to accept this award.
He's very busy hanging out
not.
With Naughty Boy or something.
He doesn't like her anymore.
Oh, is that another scandal?
Yes, moving right along.
Moving right along. Filthiest title. Now, I gotta say, the titles of every episode have gotten better and better.
They are pretty on point.
Hashtag on point. But some of them are a little bit
risque. Some of those really push the boundaries and let us own our explicit rating on iTunes.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, subscribe if you're not subscribed.
True. Very true.
Continuing right
when
along.
When we were told, when we first started doing the podcast, that everything was going to have to be marked explicit, we decided, fuck it.
Wow.
That's what we decided. And we also said shit.
I said frick it.
Oh my God. Get the explicit, Corey.
My mom used to say, if you're going to say frick, you might as well just say it.
Then say it.
So I said frack.
Oh my God. Corey, say a swears.
Cuss.
I'm like, say a cuss word.
I was thinking the other day about how.
What were you thinking about?
You know how I got this cut on my arm?
Oh,
and it
I'm
was
bored.
Pussing. And I wanted to tweet about my pussy award, but then my pussy arm, but then I decided pussy and pussy were spelled the same way.
How do you feel about the word blissy?
I'm not answering this question.
Okay, anyway,
what's
filthiest title. You want to talk about blissy?
The nominees
Let's talk
for
about
filthiest title.
The next, okay, an episode in the next season of Psychobabble we're going to call Let's Talk
the
Bussy. Bussy.
The Bussy episode.
The Bussy episode. Stay tuned, hashtag.
It's going to be called Busy Bussies.
Oh my God! Our Busy Bussies! Anyway, filthiest title. I hope that one wins the next Psychobabble
I really,
Awards.
Truly.
Okay, but this episode, this season, who's
filthiest
up for Filthiest
title? Nominees include Go Make, which you might not think is a risque title.
But once you listen, girl.
And you know that making is shitting, you're in.
You're in.
You're in.
Next nominee, Booty Bites and Eye Rolls.
Tyler,
Booty Bites. When was the last time you bit a booty?
It's been a while.
Really?
When's the last time? Remember when we talked about Nick Jonas's ass abs?
Oh, my God.
Would you bite that booty?
I have. In my mind.
Nominee number three, Ball snacks and hat tricks.
I hate ball snacks.
Love a good ball snack.
Little less nut sacks, a little more ball snacks. Okay, next one that is up for nomination is Fart Pop.
Yeah, paying a little homage to your queen, Lady Gaga.
Fart Pop right between that cheek to cheek.
And the... That was actually good. Good job. And the last nominee, episode 20, with the iconic title, How to Suck a Dick, is How to Suck a Dick.
Whoa. And in a vote, winning 75% of the votes, it was a landslide.
The babies love
How to Suck a Dick.
How to Suck a Dick. Wow.
Which I gotta say, not only was that an iconic episode title,
yeah,
but also a great episode.
I remember talking about it behind the scenes and you being like, yes, we are naming this episode How to Suck a Dick.
If I'm getting an explicit rating, I am.
And look at it. I mean, you led this episode to its win. It's at the first annual Cycle Baby Awards.
It's kind of like when an artist takes a risk.
Yeah.
Like by naming a song Highway Unicorn.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Now, having been doing Psychobabble for a year, we have graced, you know, the calendar every single week.
We do know how to use a calendar.
Vaguely. And on that calendar, it's marked with holidays.
I'm like, so
which leaves me in a holidays. For days.
That joke's
good. And it makes
That joke's getting no holidays from me.
I wish we had holla bread.
Holidays.
Oh, my God. Holla slays.
So,
it's just a holla phase.
This favorite.
Holla, of course!
I will murder you.
Murder?
I was listening to an old episode the other day, too, and we were saying murder. Just murder.
Just murder, yeah, pure booey.
So, the nominees for the favorite holidays episode. Tyler?
Episode 36, Mama's Galore for Mother's Day.
Oh. I loved that episode. Nominee number two, Coming Out Day for National Coming Out Day. It was episode number 6.
Also, Livin' La Vida Poppy, which was Father's Day, episode 43.
Droppin' Balls on New Year's Eve, number 18.
And finally, the last nominee, November's Unsung Holidays, episode 11. Now, I gotta say, personal favorite, I loved the Unsung Holidays.
Yeah, we did two of them in the last year.
We did November.
May and November.
Yeah, November was good. That was our first one we did of Unsung Holidays. Let's do another one sometime soon.
Well, Tyler, I have news.
What is the news?
November's Unsung Holidays is not the father.
Wow. And speaking of fathers, Livin' La Vida Poppy Father's Day is not the winner.
Also not the father,
But
is a father. The winner, with an outstanding 38%, was Coming Out Day.
Aww.
I was 100% shocked by those results.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought a lot of people might like that because it was like, actually, like we have a lot of fun on the podcast.
There's a lot of banter.
There's a lot of
hashtag poop jokes.
Are there poop
jokes? A lot of bussy.
I hate the bussy.
Every time you say it, it sounds like you're saying
pussy. Very busy, bopping boys.
So, yeah, but National Coming Out Day was like a good episode.
It was a day to really celebrate the bussy.
Look at us trying to be serious in our acceptance speech.
Is this an acceptance speech?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, probably
every
for me.
Speech, if I do every episode, I think we won every category because we made the content.
Well, I do recall. I think
it was just self-congratulating.
I think I was the one who came up with the National Coming Out Day idea. I think I like checked out the calendar and I was like, yeah, that'd be such a good episode.
You're a fucking
idiot. I guess I'll take home the Roomba. I already cleaned off part of my shelf. Yes.
Well, I had to say, I when people were voting, and I was stalking the hashtag of the Psychobabble Awards, everyone was like, oh, I hope the Coming Out Day episode wins because it actually helped me a lot.
It's a good episode. I was shocked, too. This last year's flown by. When I looked and it was like episode number 7, I was like, what?
Episode 6.
Or 6. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was so early.
It feels like so long ago.
Well, another holiday has come and gone.
And did you know the Coming Out Day episode was, I think, the reason we won Best LGBTQ+ Podcast at the Podcast Awards.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, I guess it makes sense that this won the award.
Yes, it just makes so much sense.
Now, in every episode, there comes a moment where, you know, we just have to engage you guys. And to get you guys involved, we ask you guys to tweet along with a certain hashtag.
Oh,
each episode. I mean, some of them have better hashtags than others. And some of them have been standouts from the very beginning. But there can only be five nominees best hashtag.
This was a special category. The babies nominated these five nominees.
Yes.
Based on your votes at home.
Yeah. Corey, can we go through the nominees?
Let's do it.
From episode 15, hashtag, that sky rat dropped a pickle on me.
Oh, God. Memories.
Truly iconic.
From episode 3, I was shocked this was one of the most requested. My big vein.
I loved seeing everybody's big veins.
That was my big vein.
Your big vein. I thought it was my big vein on my forehead.
Oh.
Where was your big vein? Your
on
arm?
My arm. It was from
the episode
with
Troy.
Of Troy.
Yeah.
He loves my big vein.
I don't like that. He loves that. From episode 45, why you gotta gender my turtle?
I mean, truly, the question.
Question
of
the century.
The century.
Yes.
Why you gotta gender my turtle?
Franklin will never know.
From episode 14, the iconic hashtag cycle baby.
Now, this is the origin.
It started it all.
It all started at episode 14. When we didn't have a name for you in episode 13, you finally got your name.
You were finally birthed into this world.
You know, are you allowed to not name children?
They send them home and they're called like Baby Boy Oakley.
No.
Yes.
No.
And then you just like mail in the birth certificate and you're like, okay, we decide with Claire.
Claire? No. That simply wouldn't do. Well, from the episode 23, we got our last nominee for best hashtag, and that's Daddy Wouldn't Lie to Baby.
But Tyler, would Daddy lie to Baby?
Daddy wouldn't lie to Baby. I'm Daddy, you're Baby.
Am I Baby or are you Daddy?
I'm Daddy, duh.
I'm Baby.
Daddy wouldn't lie to Baby.
Okay, well, the winner.
Oh my
with
God.
With a shocking
I'm so nervous.
36 votes.
36%, you fool.
I'm a fucking idiot.
There were literally over 5,000 votes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Holy butthole.
I was shocked.
Wow.
I was like, hashtag my big win.
We didn't even like promote it on the podcast to go vote. We just like tweeted it once each.
Well, I'm very popular on Twitter.
Okay, anyway. With a vote of a lot of votes.
36% of the votes. The winner of the Golden Cycle Baby
is not Cycle Baby.
Oh, God.
It's not My Big Vein. It's not Daddy Wouldn't Lie to Baby.
It's not. Well, at this point, we should just say who
just
it
say
is.
Who it is. Who is the winner?
Hashtag, why you gotta gender my turtle?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Franklin, get out here. Accept your award, you little queer.
Remember when I called Franklin the real queer icon serving stop right realness? Stop right? Stop right.
Oh my God, he's going to show up on stage as a motherfucking stop
with
light.
His fucking, what is that?
Dicky.
I wonder if he polished his dumb shell. Oh my God.
Why you got to bully my turtle?
Can I be Franklin the turtle for Halloween?
I think you should at
what
this
are you going to be?
The scarf.
I'm just gonna be a stoplight. And when anybody asks me, I'm gonna say I'm actually Franklin.
Who knew?
Franklin knew. The cycle babies, they always knew.
Well, congratulations. Why you gotta gender my turtle. I will say
As that being a nominated category by the Cycle Babies and voted on by the Cycle Babies, that's truly Cycle Babies' choice.
Yes. And, I mean, Skyrat dropping a pickle was a very close second.
Really? Was it a
tight race.
It was taut?
It was a taut little race.
Taut.
Skyrats and turtles. So apparently for season two, we need more turtle or Skyrat or animal hashtags.
Animal hashtags. I think that's where the babies go.
Yes.
Okay, so when it comes to the podcast, we are likely to give a lot of promo out.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, go follow me on Twitter.
Calm down. Go pre-order my book. Or go buy Born This Way on iTunes.
Stop it. Stop buying Born This Way and go buy all of Katie's albums. They're all great. And
you know,
Sarah Bareilles.
Whatever you buy, just go to Chipotle and eat.
Oh, my God.
Which is basically all the nominees for most likely to get free promo. Corey, let's run through them.
Most likely to get that free promo, my near and dear favorite, Katy Perry.
My near and dear favorite, Lady Gaga.
Better than Lady Gaga, Chipotle.
Better than Chipotle, Binge by Tyler Oakley.
Oh my God. And last but not least, our Twitter handles.
Now, I gotta say, our Twitter handles get promo every single episode, but they did not win.
No, they didn't.
They did not come out the victor. Now, did a pop queen win?
In my heart,
Yes.
Katy Perry did beat Lady Gaga, so I'm just saying.
But neither of them are the winner.
But neither of them
Which
are the
winners. Which brings us to Chipotle versus Binge by Tyler Oakley. And the winner, with a shocking 47%
How many
of the
times
votes.
Did you vote, girl?
I can only vote once. I tried to vote more than once.
Oh, I turned that on because I knew
anything,
you were going to be up to that.
And if anything, I voted for Chipotle.
Did you?
Yeah, I always root for the underdog.
No wonder Lady Gaga literally got fifth place. So you need to
oh my
step
God!
Up
oh
your
my
game
God.
For season two.
Well, the winner is Binge by Tyler Oakley, which is available at TylerOakleyBook.com. If you go there today, you can get it at a discounted price. It's also available on ebook and audiobook. And I gotta say, the audiobook is delivering giggles, screams, cries, tears, happiness.
And wiggles. And mandals.
Wiggles and wiggles.
I was shocked that you just read all of that. Like, I mean, you just like said all of that out of your head without a script.
What do you mean? You... All of this is no script. What are you talking about? We've never done an episode with a script.
I know, but that your spiel just there sounded like you had it written on a piece of paper in the hopes that you
right
won.
Here. Listen, I've been been rehearsing in front of the mirror in case Binge by Tyler Oakley won, most likely to get free promo, for decades.
God, I was really...
My aspiration in life?
Is
my aspiration
to
in
be
life?
Katie.
My aspiration in life?
Somebody did tweet at me and they were like, Corey, really disappointed that Sarah Bareilles isn't one of the nominees for this. And I thought, she was that sixth nominee. Mm. You know how sometimes like the Oscars, they give like 10 for the movies? I thought, should we slip in Sarah Bareilles?
I always think that.
Did
when
you
I
know?
Hold my Sarah
I tweeted at her the other day because I said, Sarah, how does it make you feel that whenever I'm texting someone about you, iPhone autocorrect always changes your last name from Bareilles to Barflies?
Barflies? Barflies?
No, Barflies.
Mm-hmm. Oh hashtag Barflies.
Well, congratulations, Shayla Tyler.
Thank you. Thank
I guess,
you.
Like,
thank
people
you.
People should go pre order your book.
Thank you. Yes, they probably should. Now, Corey. There are. Speaking of Sarah Bareilles, I hope we someday have her as a special guest.
Oh my
we could,
goodness.
Maybe someday she would be nominated for our next category.
Oh my gosh. Well, the time has come. The voting is closed.
Okay, Corey. It's time for the hashtag favorite special guest
oh my
category.
God. I will say we had some iconic special guests mm-hmm. in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Boys, girls, everything in between.
Yes.
Everybody who identifies as whatever they identify. We have Neve for episode 29.
Oh my gosh. Marky Butt Butt for episode 22. That's Marcus Butler.
Troy Sivan, episode 3.
That was so early.
Mm-hmm.
Mamrie Hart, episode 44.
And Hannah Hart, episode 34.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't want to pick favorites. Okay, just fucking kidding. Mamrie was my favorite.
Oh my God. Is it because my voice was gone that episode?
Yes, and it was like fuck the you. Corey and Mamrie show.
I really liked when Marcus came in. I thought we had a lot of fun. We got some inside scoop from him. We asked him about when he's getting married. We asked him about his second book. We asked him about everything. We got that scoop scoop.
Oh my God.
We got that good I'm scoop gonna, scoop.
Do you have scoops from Tostitos?
Oh my God, I thought you were talking about scoops of ice cream.
Do you think right now anyone listening is like on the edge of their seat and they think we're doing the like Ryan Seacrest thing where we're like, and the winner is announced after the break.
Is the break time for me to promo Binge?
No.
Oh, sorry.
The break is when I...
Will you break my neck?
Yeah.
Announced after the break and then you snap my neck in half.
And they like hear a bone crunch into the mic.
And then it's dead silence from my side. Okay.
And cool. Then I call the winner to tell them that they won.
Okay, we're going to call the winner
and
right now.
I was going to say, and yeah, instead of announcing it, let's call.
Let's just call them.
Let's call them. Okay, so we're calling. Oh my gosh, it's ringing. Is it ringing?
Oh my God, oh my God.
Your guys' favorite mm-hmm. special guest.
Oh, here we go. Hello? Who is this? You have to speak up.
Troy.
Oh my God, it's gosh. Troy Sivan. Troy, we're bombarding you. I'm sorry, but we needed to call you because Corey, what's up?
Troy, you are the winner of the favorite special guest.
Yay! Oh my God. Wait, really?
Yeah, you won a Psychobabble Award. Wow, you are so hashtag blessed.
Who decides this?
It was fan voted.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you won the most important, prestigious award anybody could get.
Of all of the things that I've ever gotten, this is the thing that I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as it should be, you fucking idiot. can you give an acceptance speech? The cycle babies, they really want to... They want to know what you think about your new award. That's good. You're gonna clean off your shelf, and this is all that's gonna be on it.
Yeah, I can't thank my Psycho Babies enough. All of my Psycho Baby fans, and also Snorri Corey and my family, and not Tyler.
Oh my God, I love this.
That's pretty rude. You need to know that you beat many nominees that were very worthy, such as Hannah Hart.
Mamrie Hart.
Neve from Catfish.
And Marcus Butler.
Wow.
They can all suck it.
Well, good luck with your life. Thank you. Oh, you're getting played off. The music's playing.
The music's playing. Bye, Troy.
Bye, Troy.
Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
Oh,
who
my God.
Knew our little Troible maker?
Our little Troible maker, Troy Sivan.
That's wild.
Oh, my God. Is this, like, his first award?
Oh, my God. Put it in the Wikipedia. You know how it's got, like, nominations and awards?
Yes.
No. Him and I won a Teen Choice Award last year together, so.
I don't see the surfboard for that one.
Neither do I.
Oh,
but
my.
Do you see that Roomba? Let's send him a Roomba.
Oh,
let's send him a Roomba.
You know what shipping costs to go to Australia?
Bitch.
You literally look like a video on YouTube when it's like
I was
just
glitching. Bitch. Okay, Corey, it is time for that final award of the evening.
This again was another fan nominated category where not only did the babies pick the episodes, but they picked the winner and its favorite episode.
Now this category, Corey, I am shocked because I will say the nominees that people gave us, I actually love every single nominee. It's in my top.
It's
maybe these are my top five.
I will say, honestly, I was surprised that they loved these ones as much as we did because literally when we're driving to like come here to record, sometimes you're like, when can we do another ding, ding, ding episode? Mm-hmm. Or when can we do another celebrity conspiracies episode?
Or when can we talk about turtles again?
Oh, God, you only ever talk about turtles.
I'm sorry.
Let's have a Squirtle episode.
Oh, my. You know I would.
Where I bring in bottles of stuff and squirt you with it.
Or we talk about Squirtle.
Oh.
Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Pokemon number 7.
Well, the nominees.
Or maybe number 4.
For the biggest award of the night.
Favorite. Episode.
Favorite?
Now, I know it's episode. Hard to pick because every episode's fucking incredible.
And fucking flawless.
Wow, so she swears for that explicit.
Just like me.
Okay, calm down. Okay, best episode, favorite episode, we got Grandma Stu in Cycle Babies, episode 14.
We have The Bestie, episode number 1.
Wow, the episode that started it all. We also have nominated episode 26, Ding Ding Ding.
And Trash Talking Turtles, episode 45.
And finally, Celebrity Conspiracy Theories, episode 7.
Oh my God. I'm so nervous. This was surprisingly a close race.
So tight. It was, can we say the percentage? Because we can see on the website where we did the voting, we can see the percentage. It's literally by 1%. So if your favorite episode didn't win, blame your friends for not voting.
I will say.
What will you say?
When you look at the results on the like website, the behind the scenes, it had a spot on it that said number of people who took this quiz but skipped this question.
What?
And like each of them had like anywhere between 50 or 60 that like people just skipped that question.
What fools?
And this one had like 60 skips and it literally could have made the difference.
Yeah, it would have been the difference.
And which episode won.
Wow.
I mean, I'm no mathematician, but maybe it
could have
made a difference.
Well, neither am I, but 4 times 7 is
28.
8 times 6
is 56.
No, 9 times 54.
9. 9 times 9 is 81.
You know what my favorite number is?
I don't think I got
it's
that second one right.
It's 63, and it's because it's 9 times 7. And you asked me recently, you were like, why is 63? I was like, because it's 9 times 7.
What does 9
idiot.
Times 7 have to do with
I
things?
Don't know.
Because you were born in 97?
Thank you, yes. I was. okay, so the winner. By 1% of votes.
We can't make this shit up. And besides, we're not interesting enough to make this shit up.
It's not rigged.
What? Did you do a jigged? Mm-hmm. Like with a little dance.
Girl, I wish I had a Fig Newton. Do you like Fig Newtons?
And the winner is going to be revealed after the break. Tyler, I'll let you do the honors.
The winner of favorite episode of the first annual Baby's Choice Awards is... Celebrity Conspiracy Theories!
Episode 7!
Wow.
That is so throwback. Mm. I cannot
I was surprised
believe
I
it
would
edged
think
out Trash Talking Turtles. It,
by 1%, Trash Talking Turtles. You know, that could have been your vote if you had voted. But I will say, Celebrity Conspiracy Theories is definitely one of my favorites.
It's so... That's so, the one yeah. I was saying I was re-listened to, that Lord... That's when Lord became 45. Mm. I think that was also when the Antichrist was born.
That is when the Antichrist was born. That's also the episode that I recommend to people to start with. If they need to go back, I'm like, start with
and
that one. It's one of my favorites.
That's also episode number 7.
Wow!
Okay, I already said that.
Wowzicles.
Oh my God. Now time for the big closing number.
Oh my God.
I pictured you like pulling a recorder.
Oh, you know I just
butt,
bought two recorders.
And then
whoa,
being like,
whoa. I'd keep it in and play the music from down there.
Oh, would you play the toot?
Okay.
Would you play
for
the
for somebody who says they hate fart jokes?
I hate
here
fart
you are.
Pop.
I hate you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I would just like to accept all of these awards on the behalf of me because I'm so great and wonderful and
wow, Corey. Are you so excited for season 2 of the podcast?
Yes.
Now, we are going to be taking a little break between this episode and the comeback episode of
this
season 2.
This isn't a joke. We're not talking about breaking Tyler's neck here.
A little break.
We are
the little
taking...
break is Corey's going to break my elbow.
Oh.
Is there a bone in the elbow?
Yeah, it's called the elbow bone.
Oh, I love that bone. What's your favorite bone?
The funny bone, because that's why I'm so freaking funny.
Freaking. Okay, cool.
Yes, I'm so freaking funny. So
do you like the show Bones?
No.
It's such a dad show.
What? So apparently Bones is going to be nominated for most likely to get drafted.
Who knows? So you guys, we got a little time, so that gives you so much time to go catch up on all of the episodes that you've missed so far in season 1. If you want to, obviously you should start with the nominees for favorite episode. 45, 1, 26, 7, and 14.
And during the little break, you should go leave us a review on iTunes and say, oh my God, season 1 was my favorite. This episode, and then put in the number, was my favorite.
That would be really nice. If you guys go on iTunes, it takes just like a second to leave a review, and it really helps. We were talking to the people that were at the VidCon panel for all about like podcasts, and they were telling us like behind the scenes stuff about podcasts. Because you guys know, we're more like in a different type of world on the internet. So we are always learning about podcasts. But apparently your reviews for podcasts really do help. When you subscribe to the podcast, when you give it a rating, when you leave a review, it really helps that creator. So if you guys take a moment, leave us a review. We would love you forever. And in that review, leave your Twitter handle so we can give you some love if you do. And also, obviously, follow us on Twitter and you will know when the podcast is coming back. And like us on Facebook.
I mean,
Facebook.com/PsychoBabblePodcast.
Yeah.
Corey, where can people find you?
On Twitter, on the internet, it's at Corey Cool. That's KoreyKuhl.
And I am at Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for tuning into the first ever Psychobabble Awards.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Let us know. Were there any upsets, any wins? If you want to give an acceptance speech for, you know, being the best psycho baby, what would you say?
Type that out, tweet that out, and hashtag Psychobabble Awards.
Yes.
I will be stalking that hashtag because
I stalk the hashtag every single Tuesday, and this one I can't wait to read you guys' stuff.
I know. You guys are the best.
You guys are the best.
You're all getting golden Roombas with babies with knives.
Yeah, check your mail.
It's a heavy package. You might need someone to lift it for you. Or you might be a jock like I am, and I just lift things.
You're... Gotta go.
What?
thanks, guys. Bye.
Love you.